Well, we have a lot of news to get to.
But we should talk to the newsmakers.
And this is an important part of the year.
Yeah, for what?
A lot of interesting issues coming out of the state capitol.
Yeah, a lot of people should be coming out of the state capitol.
So
but
we don't want to neglect talking about that.
Let's go to our friend, my friend and your friend, Delegate Jesse Pippig. Good afternoon, Delegate. Good afternoon.
Gentlemen, good afternoon to you.
Don't start the name calling, Delegate. You just got here.
Before we talk about specific things, how are you all holding up in that crowded in a House of Delegates? I understand that you're going to go for a marathon session this weekend.
Well, I tell you, that is correct. There have been an unprecedented amount of changes over the last 72 hours. So where to begin? So one, we're doing everything in our power to end session early.
Good. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Right. Less damage can be done, right?
Amen. Count me in.
So we have one of the issues is we have a constitutional requirement that we meet in person in Annapolis until the budget is passed. Now, there are certain options to suspend that, but it gets into the critical zone. And because of this pandemic, we don't know if suspending and trying to come back in several weeks or in a month would not be an option. And some of the concerns has to do with keeping the government running, especially in an emergency situation when it comes to funding. And so what we've done now, and I'll go into all the major steps they've taken, is we are now doing double and triple sessions a day.
Good.
So
excellent.
They're keeping us here in Annapolis. They have actually prohibited, to some extent, the public from entering the buildings, which is kind of ironic in the sense that we're supposed to be doing work on behalf of the public. Exactly. But the concern is that they're trying to mitigate risk and infection to not only the people that are trying to just finish up the work. Now, the irony there is that they allowed the press and lobbyists to stay. And
imagine
so as
that.
A caucus, you guys will be proud. But the Republican caucus this morning told leadership, kick the lobbyists out.
Amen.
If the people cannot be here, we don't want any lobbyists in these buildings at all.
Good
and
job.
So they made that announcement today, and they removed all the lobbyists. So I think that's a good thing. That's a good step forward.
I'm sure that made you all very, very well. You know, I'm sure you get an extra something for that.
There goes that dinner, Jesse.
There goes that dinner.
What we want, to be honest with you, is if this is such a serious situation, and it may be, we should all leave.
Yep.
You know, we should stop what we're doing. We should suspend the rules and say, you know, we're going to come back in June. You know,
yep.
If there's something that we have to put in place to keep the government running in an emergency situation, let's do it. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Would you be able to sustain the current fiscal year budget until that time?
See, that's the thing. And that's where it gets very tricky. The governor does have some powers in case of an emergency similar. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's kind of similar to what some of the things Abraham Lincoln did during the Civil War. But we don't know if we're there yet. And so what they've done is they've taken extreme precautions. You know, they've told lawmakers basically, you know, hunker down. We don't want you in any rooms with more than so many people. We don't want you walking so close to people. You know, the goal is to get through the budget process over the next few days and then basically to get everybody out of here. And they've prioritized some bills. But it's a very ominous, you know, the buildings are just empty. I mean, it's just kind of a scary place to be honest with you.
I will not attack you as like I think Senator Huff thinks I attacked him. I'm not convinced that the world is ending. But anyhow, how can under the Constitution of the state of Maryland, how can you allow bills to be presented and spoken about without full opposition or, you know, support? I don't understand. What I understood from the government yesterday, Maryland government, was that if you were a bill sponsor, you could present it, but if you were an opponent, you couldn't be there.
You bring an excellent point. You know, these are some of the questions that we raised, and to be honest with you, this morning when we had a caucus meeting, a lot of the members in the Republican caucus said, well, why the hell are any of us here?
Correct.
I mean, and that's just one piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a very important piece. But we're saying, you know, look, if this pandemic is this bad, and why the hell are we here?
Yep.
You know, I mean, we're part-time legislators. Is there no way to just suspend all business and for a couple months? I mean, what's the risk? And so there's a lot of questions floating around. We don't get to be in every single meeting. Sure. I will tell you this, that the governor is working overtime. I mean, Governor Hogan, I give him a lot of credit. He is doing a lot of preventative actions. He is meeting with the vice president frequently. Mm-hmm. He's making big decisions. He's just making decisions to put Marylanders' safety first. Mm-hmm. And he closed the Port of Baltimore. I mean, he did an order across the state banning all groups meeting 250 more people. I mean, closing the schools. I mean, these are unprecedented. And he's first. He's the first one to do it, and you're seeing that other states are now following his lead.
Explain to me, because I'm a smart aleck, explain to me why you can have 249 people, but you can't have 250.
I don't know the answer to that.
And I don't know how to draw the line somewhere.
No, the answer is it's ridiculous. You either have meetings or you don't. You either have zero people come in or you have everybody come up. This 250 is the 250th person is a bad person? It's ridiculous. If you're going to take it serious, take it serious. This halfway nonsense is ridiculous. I'm not blaming the governor. Let me tell you this.
Yeah. So there's 188 lawmakers, right? There's 141 delegates, there's 47 senators, and we all sit like inches from each other. I mean, and we have all the staff. We're looking at each other like, well, what the hell? I mean, a delegate, if you think about it, so I represent 130,000 people. I'm constantly in social gatherings where I'm shaking hands. And I mean, we're all thinking to ourselves, I mean, why the heck are we sitting next to each other?
Can I ask you the whole delegate? I'll let you contemplate on the fact that maybe he thinks you're expendable, but I don't think that. Coming back, let me take a very short break. Coming right back to you, my friends over in Brunswick, Maryland. Free talk. From Annapolis, where he's hunkered down because he won't let him go, Delegate Jesse Pippi. Good afternoon again, Delegate. Thank you for holding, and we're trying to get some answers that, most of us.
It's interesting, as we always ask about certain bills and certain hot topics and all of that. And the hot topic now is how the Maryland State Legislature shall continue in this atmosphere.
Why are they still there?
Hey, and just before give you guys a warning, I have to get into a voting session in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
But I've got a good solid 3 minutes for you.
Let me ask you one question. Do you approve of the governor's action so far in declaring the state of emergency?
You know what? I do, and I tell you why. Because hopefully he's overreacting.
Yes.
And but on the flip side, if this is as serious as some of the predictive modeling says it could be, I think he's doing what's necessary to keep the community safe, and he's putting the well-being and the safety of Marylanders first over anything else. And that I do agree with.
Well, Delegate, I appreciate you calling in, checking in with. Please stay tuned with us Monday if you're still down there in the circus. Let us know what's going on. We appreciate it. We need that information. And keep up the good fight and, Godspeed and all that. But apparently you're expendable. No offense.
Hey, well, listen, guys, I appreciate you letting me come on. And we'll do our best to keep everybody posted with what's rapidly changing down here. So thanks
again.
Please
do.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.